Proclamation number 7314 of 22nd of March, 1959. Neither kingdom of light nor kingdom of darkness may be proven. You would be able to look into immeasurable heights but also into immeasurable depths if you were given this gift, but then you would no longer be able to walk the earthly path of completely uninfluenced will, for you would have lost this freedom of will through the sight of the glory in the spiritual kingdom as well as the abysmal darkness which would paralyze you with horror in every decision of will. But both are present, and you will also be taught the knowledge of it so that you will live your life responsibly. You can therefore reckon with it, and you can shape your way of life accordingly, but you will always lack evidence, and that is good for yourselves. But one day you will experience that what was presented to you in earthly life was truth, and then you will enjoy the glories with gratitude and praise, or also remembering deep remorse the earthly existence which could have released you from the torment and agony of darkness if you had used it correctly. And yet, every proof must remain denied to you, and you only have to orient yourselves according to the Word of God, which repeatedly reminds you of both the glories as well as the punishments in eternity in order to motivate you to live according to God's will, which is made known to you through His Word. And the fulfillment of His Word is not so difficult for you that you need to fail, for God only requires love for Him and your neighbor. In order to make you happy one day with all His glories in the spiritual kingdom. But as soon as you continue to remain unkind, as an inheritance from His adversary whom you once followed into the abyss, you will also be granted the dreadful fate of the abyss. You will eternally remain in darkness again and eternally not become free from the one who has kept you bound for eternities. And if God's word is repeatedly presented to you, it is only His infinite love for you that He wants to protect you from the dreadful fate of the renewed fall into the abyss. For His love wants to make you happy, you who are His children and came forth from His love. His love wants to give you eternal glories in the spiritual kingdom which are incomparable but promised to everyone who fulfills God's commandments, which He has prepared for those who love Him. God only requires love from you, and anyone can give this love to Him, and He shall give it to him of His own free will, without the fear of punishment or the expectation of unimagined glories driving him to do so. Love alone is what God wants from you, and His love will make you happy for all eternity. Amen.